Got a message coming up. It's personal. It's on mercy. So I want you to listen today, okay? I want Fellowship Church to be a place of mercy. Y'all hearing me today? So I'm going to lead us in a little message on mercy. My son and I used to sing this song years ago. Mercy said, no, I'm not going to let you go. I'm not going to let you slip away. You don't have to be afraid. Mercy said, no, sin will never take control. Life and death stood face to face, and darkness tried to steal my heart away. But thank you, Jesus. Mercy said no. Would you sing that with me? Let's try it. Mercy said no. I'm not gonna let you go. I'm not gonna let you slip away. You don't have to be afraid. Mercy said no. Sin will never take control. Life and death stood face to face, and darkness tried to steal my heart away. But thank you, Jesus. Mercy said no. Don't you like mercy? Isn't mercy nice? One more time. I got to preach, but it's just too good not to sing one more time. You need to get that down. Just let it be in you. Let's try it one more time. Here we go. Mercy said no. I'm not going to let you go. I'm not going to let you slip away. You don't have to be afraid. Mercy said no. Sin will never take control. Life and death stood face to face, and darkness tried to steal my heart away. But thank you, Jesus. Mercy said no. Let's go to the message this morning. Thank you so much. Appreciate your help with that song. Thank you for singing it. And we're going to sing it one more time when we get done. Amen? Let's go to the Word this morning. See what we can find. Roger, switching all kinds of gears. Amen. The title of my message today is Price Paid. Would you say that with me? Price Paid. And if you're here today for the first time, I met a few of you that are. That's how we preach here. I'll ask you things. I ask you to say it with me. All right? Why? So you'll learn it. You'll get it down when you leave. You won't go, I don't know what he said. No, you're going to know what I said because you said it with me. Amen? That's how we do when I coach ball and mess like that. Did you understand what I'm saying? Say it. Yes, sir. All right. Well, that's how we do it. Amen. Here we go. Mercy means price paid. I want you to know that. Most people, if I ask you, and if you're honest and didn't lie, you would not know what mercy meant. Here's what it means. You ought to always know this. It's on your little worship card today. Price paid. Say it with me again. Price paid. So if somebody comes up on the street and says, can you tell me what mercy means? You think you got it? Good. Let's talk about it. Let's look at it today. Mercy. Mercy. Let's unwrap it a little bit. It's compassionate behavior on the part of those in power. You have to be in a position to give mercy. Not everybody in this room at this moment probably is in a position to give mercy. It is compassionate behavior on the part of those in power to give it. It's unwarranted compassion for a crime or wrongdoing. You don't give mercy to somebody who's done right. You give mercy to somebody who's done what? Wrong. It's compassion not compelled by outside forces. You got to give me mercy, man! No, I don't. Can't be compelled by outside forces. It's compelled by inside forces. It comes within inside of you, and it comes out. Mercy. That's what we're talking about today. The quality of mercy is not strained. It drops as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. It is twice blessed. It blesses him that gives and him that takes. 'Tis mightiest in the mightiest. It becomes the throne monarch better than his crown. His scepter shows the force of temporal power, the attribute to awe and majesty, wherein doth sit the dread and fear of kings. But mercy is above this sceptered sway. It's enthroned in the heart of kings. It is an attribute of God himself. And earthly power doth then show like God's when mercy seasons justice. Wow. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Y'all didn't know I could do all that fancy literature mess, did you? Let's keep looking, Raj. Let's roll with this. Mercy means what? I forgot. Thank you. Thank you. How many of you going to go out of here saying, I done learned something? Yeah, you did. Come on. Mercy, let's review just a little bit because I'm hard-headed. Compassionate behavior on the part of those in what? Unwarranted compassion for a, or compassion not compelled by, it's got to come from right there. Y'all hang in here with me. This is really important. Obviously, it should be obvious to all of us, the greatest example of mercy is Jesus Christ. The greatest example of mercy is Jesus Christ. Because you might go, well, I don't know. I mean, how can I do it? I don't know nobody who's ever done it. Have you lost your mind? The greatest example is Jesus. And I'm just going to read some verses with you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Mercy. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. And he sent his Son to be the propitiation, the sacrifice, the vicarious atonement for our sins. Mercy. You feel like a Frenchman, don't you? Come on. Here we go. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Mercy. But God, who's rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us. I think it would be cool if when we saw people, instead of saying hi or saying thank you sometime, we ought to go, mercy. People think the French done invaded Englewood. Wouldn't that be cool? Say, sign your little notes when you sign them. Mercy. Pastor Gary. Isn't mercy a great word? Don't you just feel better talking about mercy this morning? Say. Yeah, I went to church today and they talked about mercy. Feels pretty good, doesn't it? Come on. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Mercy. You know, in the South, Miss Marjorie, we go, mercy. Mercy me. I know, Lord, have mercy. Amen. That's what we say. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So who's the greatest example of mercy? Take a wild guess. Jesus Christ. Now let's learn. Let's go somewhere. Let's go somewhere. And let's learn how mercy can affect our lives. I have been given mercy so Jesus Christ can be seen by others as long-suffering. Therefore, they may believe they can receive mercy too. If you've got any other reason why Jesus Christ has shown you mercy, other than so He can show Himself long-suffering and kind and loving and just unbelievable, that's why He has shown you mercy. So, and that's why He left you on this planet. Otherwise, He could have just saved us. We could all be up there right now. But He didn't do that. He has saved us, like me and my drunk mama. Why? So that we could go and live. And others could go, wow, if God saved that hell-raising fool and his drunk mama, I guess I might can have a shot too. I might make it too. He could love me too. Do you understand that? Say, that's why I've been shown mercy. So that Jesus Christ can show Himself as long-suffering and that others out there can have hope that they too can be forgiven. Isn't that incredible? You ought to leave. I mean, I can't witness for Jesus. We say, I can't talk to people. God, come on. Get with the program. You've been left on this planet to show forth the mercy of God in your life to other people. Are you hearing me today? Say, that's why you're here. You don't have to shove it down their throat. Live it, man. Amen? Wherever you go, I have no problem walking in this town, talking to people, being me. After people know me for a while, they know God's a God of mercy. That's the truth. You're a preacher? How do you get to do that? The way you talk it at. I got a God of mercy, baby. Amen? Come on, I don't want to get so high and mighty that other people don't think they can ever attain. That's craziness. Church has lost its mind. Jesus came to this planet. The thing He blasted was the Pharisees. Plan ain't working when you act like you're all high and mighty. You need to show that you've been given mercy. And my plan works really good. Amen. Keep looking. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on Him to life everlasting. In case you thought I made that mess up. I've been saved and forgiven, time and time again forgiven, so that others can see Jesus as longsuffering, and they can see the pattern in me, that they too might can have mercy. See how that works? I thought I had to live high and mighty and holier than thou, and that's how they get to heaven. No, that's how they go to hell. Y'all understand, yes or no? They think they can never attain because we don't show forth that we have been forgiven. It's incredible. Mercy. What's it mean? Y'all are doing good. Now, mercy's a major deal with God. I'm going to go over a couple of things, and I'm going to go over four things at the end. It's going to go fast at the end. Mercy is a major deal with God. Remember, I think it's Micah 6:8. He hath shown thee, O man, what is good and what the Lord requires of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Y'all remember us singing that chorus over the years? We've done that, you know. But to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. Mercy's a major deal with God. God could list 900 things. He's God. But in Micah 6:8, He lists three things. Do justly, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. And mercy's right in the middle. You think mercy's important, yes or no? Major importance. It's a major deal with God. When Jesus was blasting the Pharisees, He says, woe unto you, scribes and hypocrites, For you pay tithe of, say that with me, mint. That's little mint leaves. They were so stuck on how spiritual they were, they counted their little tea leaves. One for God, 10 for me. Got to make sure I give God his one. Anise and cumin. These are like tea leaves and spices and mess. Jesus says, you're focusing on giving tea leaves. And you've omitted, say it with me, the weightier matters of the... Now that got my attention. Let's see what they are. Judgment. What's in the middle? And... Now these you ought to have done. You ought to tithe, Jesus says. You ought to pay attention to those little things that don't mean quite as much as the big things. But you're not, you should not leave this other undone. Did you get the point, yes or no? Here's the point. Mercy's a major deal with God. When mercy shows up, it's a major deal. Like in Micah 6:8, boom, huge, out of threes in the middle. When Jesus is going to blast the Pharisees out of the park, what does he do? Boom! Mercy's where? Right in where? The middle. So mercy matters to God. Say that with me. Mercy matters to God in a big way. So if you leave here today and you go, oh, that mercy stuff, well, you're the one screwed up, not me. You understand? Mercy's important. Church, so often in church, we don't show mercy. We act just like the world. Most people I know, I'm going to be honest with you, most Christians I know, and I know a lot, they, when it comes down to being hurt or something bad happening to them, they respond just like the world. Just like the world. Shouldn't we respond differently? Yes or no? I want you to respond differently. I do not want me to have come into your life and you leave me having come into your life as the same person. I want there to be a pastor in your life that you heard one day that said, I must be a person of mercy. I have no option. I must be. That's what I'm called to be. I don't ever want to hear another pastor stand on a platform and say, I'm just like the world. Y'all hear me today? So this is a big deal at Fellowship Church today, what's happening on May 1st. This is a big day for us. Mercy. Amen? This affected me a lot this week as I studied. I'll be forever changed because of my week in the Word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I don't want the hard times I'm going through to leave me the same. That would be a tragedy. I want to be changed. I want to be different. And I am. I am. It ain't something I'm shooting for. It's something I am. You have a different pastor. I don't know if any of you have noticed, but I'm different. It's good. It's not bad. Don't you feel sorry for me? If it means I learn mercy, if it means I learn that God's with me every day, if it means I learn at the end of the day, ooh, I made it through another day. You're great, God. You're my God. You're my Savior. If it means I had to learn that, that's good. That's not bad. That's not bad. That's good. Amen? I do not want to come through this bitter, and years from now, you have a conversation with me and I just spit it up on you. That's not going to be me. Y'all hearing me? I want mercy to wash over me. Wash over me, mercy. Amen. And I believe I'll come out clean. Yeah, I like that. Come on. Praise God. Come on. I like that. Come on. Now, when you come to church, now you know how I do every once in a while. It gets real personal. That's okay there, right? Let's look. Godly wisdom. Not only is mercy a big deal with God, but godly wisdom, say it with me, is what? Sometimes we think we're so wise. I mean, I'm wise like God, and you can't have godly wisdom. That's awesome. Yes, you can. But I found something. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated. Say it with me. Full of and good fruits without partiality, without hypocrisy. You cannot have real godly wisdom without being full of mercy. You just can't. You just can't. You just can't. I'm just telling you. Well, I got godly wisdom on that thing. I mean, God, we talked about it, and you know, I know the word. You can't have godly wisdom unless you're full of mercy. That's part of it. Price paid. It's got to be inside of you. You understand? Romans. For the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. For as you in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they might obtain mercy. Are you kidding me? When I give mercy to people, they can obtain mercy from God? Yeah. When you give mercy to people, it actually opens a door for people to receive mercy from God. That's incredible. Did you know you and God are connected like that? As you give mercy, somehow He's going to, I'm glad you gave that, because I got some mercy I wanted to give Him too, but you had to give it to Him first. Isn't that crazy? For God hath concluded them all in unbelief that He might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth, help me, of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. Because I'm like you. Somebody hurts me, natural response is to hurt and even hurt back. Certainly not show mercy. Amen. But godly wisdom, His ways are much higher than our ways. His knowledge is way beyond our finding out. He says, you just be a person of mercy. And you let me worry about how that other mercy flows from me. And let me tell you something, we'll get it done. Y'all understand that? That's some deep stuff. Keep looking. So mercy's a big deal with God. Amen. You can't have mercy. You really can't have godly wisdom without being full of mercy. Number three, mercy. Look at this. This is crazy. Say that with me. Mercy, help me, does what? Against. Now I want you to get that in your noggin. See, I've studied this. You ain't. So you really need me to help you. Mercy rejoices what? It's like mercy is a cheerleader. Somebody deserves judgment. Yeah. But mercy's going, isn't that crazy? Do you see how different we are and how we really should be different than the world? Say, screw them! Kill them! I got to watch my language. Because my daughter's sitting on the front row. You don't have to worry about correcting me for my language. She does it all the time. Amen. Amen. Mercy rejoices against judgment. I want you to see this. For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy. And say it with me. Mercy rejoices against. I thought of something. We just celebrated the Passion of Christ and Easter and resurrection, His crucifixion. What did the crowd holler at Jesus? Say it loud. Come on, one more time. Come on, let's go. Like the crowd. Can you get with it? Come on. Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! It hit me this week. That was music to Mercy's ears. Crucify. Crucify. And Mercy was going, yeah. 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 I don't know if you got that or not. Release unto us Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. And Jesus goes, yeah. Yeah. Crucify me. Yeah, crucify me. Crucify me. Crucify me. Crucify me. Mercy rejoices against judgment. When we see something as terrible, crucify him, release him to me, Barabbas, that's terrible. Mercy goes, no. I'm cheering. I'm rejoicing. You see how far we need to be removed from the world's thinking, yes or no? Say. I hope you're learning something today. If nothing else, I'm having a good time talking to me. Amen. You hearing me? Did you know this teaching today can affect you for the rest of your life? A lot of times I say stuff, and I know it's the Word and all that, but every once in a while I'll come across something that I'll know has changed me and can change you forever. Well, that makes church worth something, doesn't it? I hope you're hearing. I hope you have ears to hear today. Now we're done with the message real quick. That's the plan. See if I can stick with the plan. Since I have been given mercy, I should what? One more time. Since I have been, I should. Let's look at it. You know the story. Let me read it fast, and I'm not going to preach it. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, wounded him, and departed, leaving the man half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest by the way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side, didn't do a blame thing. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, he came and looked on him, and he passed by on the other side and didn't do jack squat. But a certain Samaritan, half-breed, somebody looked down on by the Jewish folk, as he journeyed, he came where he was, and he saw him, and he did what? Say it with me. Had compassion on him. And he went to him, he bound up his wounds, he poured in oil and wine, and took care of him. He set him on his own beast. He brought him to an inn. He took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence of money. He gave them to the host. He said, take unto him, he said, take care of him, and whatsoever you spend more, when I come again, I'm going to pay you for that. Now, of these three, Jesus says, thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Say that part with me. And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Isn't that really what the whole story is about? Then Jesus said unto him, say it with me, go and do thou. So here's the point. Since I've been given mercy, I should what? One more time. Since I've been given mercy, I should. Is it out of the ordinary for me to do this, or should this be what I do? It should be what I do. So I looked up every word, mercy, in the New Testament. Because if I did it in the Old Testament, I wouldn't be here. I'd be still working. So I thought I'll just stick with the New Testament. So that's what I did. And I came up with something. 4 things. Now, I'm not going to preach them. They're not hard. Number one, I'm blessed when I give mercy. Say that with me. I am blessed when I give mercy. You might say, where'd you get a crazy idea like that, Jesus? Blessed are the... See? So number one,
When I give mercy, church, listen to me. When I give mercy, listen to me. I am what? I'm blessed. Isn't that contrary to what the world says? Say. So when I give mercy, I am, and I want to be blessed. The word blessed means happy. I want to be happy. I don't believe I can be happy unless I give mercy, because he said I couldn't. That sounds like what he said. Doesn't it say that? Was that what he says or what? So blessed are the merciful. So I'm blessed when I give mercy. That's number one. Number two, I receive mercy when I give mercy. Now, I didn't understand this. I had to think it through. I had to get me some help on this. And I talked to different people, and they helped me. Just regular Joes talking to me. Blessed are the merciful, for they what? Shall what? Shall get mercy. What's that mean? You know what I think it means? Here's what I think it means. I don't think it means God's going to withhold all this mercy from you when you don't give mercy. He knows us, okay, that we're screwed up, okay? But here's what I really believe. I believe when I give mercy, I'll receive mercy. Here's what I think that means. I'll have peace in my life. I won't be bitter. I can be free. I can be happy. He's going to give me that. That's mercy. You understand? When you give mercy, you get mercy. I can't give no mercy. Then you're just not going to get it. I'm in a bad way. I need mercy. Amen. Say. How many can relate to that? I'm in a bad way. I need some mercy. Amen. Well, then we got to give it. Amen. That verse might mean something else to you. That's what it means to me. Number three. I can give mercy to whomever I choose. That's crazy. What do I mean? Look at the scripture. God speaking. For he said to Moses, I'll have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. And I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. So then it's not of him that wills, nor of him that runneth, but of God that shows mercy. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he'll have mercy. And on whom he will, he hardens. Now here's the point. I'm made in the image of God. I can choose to have mercy on whomever I choose to have mercy on. Now remember, to give mercy, you've got to be the person in the position of power. You've got to be the person in the position of power to give mercy. Y'all understand what I said when I said that? But if you're in a position of power, we're not talking about government authorities. I'm talking about relationships. I'm talking about life. Somebody hurt you, betrayed you, stole from you, cheated you, whatever. You fill in the blank. You therefore are then put in a position of power. And as a person of power, you can then give mercy on whomever you choose to give mercy. Well, what will mama say? What would they say? What would they do? It's all about what you say. You understand? I think we're hitting some bells in the room. I see nods. Some of you like a bobblehead doll. I mean, y'all nodding that much. Number four. And you know, I read my Bible often and through and stuff like many of you do, and I miss this. What do I say when you give money here on Sunday? If you can't give, keep it. Did you know what? I should give mercy cheerfully when I give it. Look what the Bible says. Or he that exhorts on exhortation. He that gives, let him do it with simplicity. He that rules with diligence. Say it with me. He that showeth mercy with. You know what God says? If you can't give mercy cheerfully, keep it. Is that what he says? I got me a new line now. If you can't give cheerfully, keep it. If you can't give mercy cheerfully, keep it. Because it ain't worth a dang thing anyway. Amen. Did y'all get those 4 points? Can we review them? Let's see if I got them, Raj. Uh-oh. Help me. I'm blessed when I give mercy. I receive mercy when I give mercy. I can give mercy to whoever I want to give mercy to. And number 4, if I can't give mercy cheerfully, keep it. You got them? Say, yeah! Praise God! We're almost done. I know I went a little long. Thank you, Mary Jane. But anyway, here we go. I'm sorry. It was really Zach. Here we go. That boy, he's just been with us a week or so, and he's already getting picked on. Are you in a position of power to give mercy to someone right now? Are you in a position of power to give mercy to somebody right now? Probably not everybody in this room is. Not today. You need to ask that question to yourself. Am I in a position of power to give someone mercy? Am I in that place? That's number one. You can give it if you choose to. A message isn't going to make you give it. It's got to be deeper than that. No one can force you to do it. No one can force you to do it. Is there anyone in your life that you can tell? Price paid. Price paid. Price paid. You don't owe me anything. Except to fall off the stage. Amen. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you speak to me. Who am I that you would even talk to? But I know who I am. I'm your child. And you love me. And I'm no different from these folk. You talk to them. You love them. I pray today we've listened. In Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand with me? I ask you to stay with me and not leave yet.